style used by me. The B.I.G. I put my key, you put your key in. Money will be seeing. Who beats the fucking ceiling? Check it. Check it. My calico been top. I'm this rap. Alfred Hitchcock. Drop top notch. Player hating gon' stop. This instant.
Rappers too persistent. People always changing something. Yo.
Make
my name taste like ass when you speak it. See me in the street, your jewelry.
Facebook always changes something.
I hope they know my nigga got a fucking kidnap kids. Fuck them in they ass, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is. My shit is laid out. Fuck that beef shit. That shit is played out. Got out the door. All I make is one phone call. All y'all disappear by tomorrow.
Nothing's all y'all shit. I say nothing's all y'all shit. I just look up everybody rapping this shit.
Biggie, yo. Biggie was really letting niggas know what beef is.
Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in
ICU.
Okay.
Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be your ICU.
Yeah, bitches. So welcome back to this week's episode of Talks with Slick. Of course, we'll be your host, Slick C. What it do, Ski? Okay, this is episode 140, and y'all already know why we in here. Okay, Okay, before we get this motherfucker on and popping though. We gotta let the family introduce themselves, of course. Bro.
Y'all already know, Rella 149.
Yeah. Like I said, this is episode 140, and we did have a topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then this,
I sent the text message, and I said,
"Bro, put his foot down."
Can we make this an entertainment Monday and save the topic?
Joe said, "Do we even need a topic?" I'm like, you know what? That's cool. Fuck it. So this is going to be a quickies episode, rap beef edition, okay? We're going to get into all this Kendrick and Drake shit.
Yeah.
We're going to get into all of this. But before we do, it's been a couple of other things that's been happening since, you know, our last episode. So we're going to sprinkle some of that in here too first. We're going to jump straight into the nitty gritty. But we're going to get some shit, you know, out first. All right, so I do want to congratulate Sha'Carri Richardson on becoming a 100-meter champion.
She did that.
Fucking doing her motherfucking big one. And again, I see a lot of people say this, like, her accomplishments are not as loud as when all that shit went down for the weed shit. So yeah, we gotta shine some light on her. Congratulations to her. Keep shining. Cat Williams stand-up special. Did you watch that?
Didn't watch it. Didn't see good reviews on it.
It's trash.
Definitely heard it was trash.
I did not enjoy it. I actually ended up cutting it off. I didn't finish it. I didn't laugh at a damn thing. I never sat more straight faced watching a Cat Williams stand up before.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm not woke enough or what, but I just that wasn't my bag. Yeah, that wasn't that. I didn't fuck with that.
I feel like after that sit down, you feel me, with Shannon, you would expect more or something better. It gets too woke.
I just feel like, you know, now he's too busy trying to
expose.
You know, like send these messages. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's too busy trying to teach, and I'm not saying that you can't teach. But when I'm looking for a comedy stand-up, though, I want to hear fucking jokes.
It's not the Dave Chappelle approach.
No.
Because Dave Chappelle be teaching and cracking jokes during his lessons.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like his shit wasn't...
Okay.
It just wasn't... It wasn't giving me anything.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else got a different opinion. You know, if they thought it was funny, kudos to them. But my funny bone was not tickled. Okay. I actually laughed more at the Tom Brady roast.
Okay, yeah, the Tom Brady roast. with the nigga that they claim ain't funny. Kevin Hart being the host.
And Kevin Hart had me fucking cracking up the entire time. Like, I don't know why people don't think Kevin funny.
I don't know why niggas just be hating because your, like niggas said, your come up was rather fast, but if you funny, that's what's going to happen.
That nigga be having me cracking the fuck up. So, I'm about to say, yeah, if y'all want to check either one of them out for your own opinion, they are both on Netflix. They were both live specials. But yeah, I would recommend that you watch the Tom Brady roast first, because at least, you know, you'll be entertained. So it's a lot of rap beef. It's been a lot of beef, period. Everybody's arguing, scuffling, something. So Jim Jones.
Yeah. Not scuffling.
Jim Jones was recorded on camera tossing a nigga down the escalator.
Giving a nigga a wedgie.
The beats.
And giving him a mean ass hip toss down a motherfucker escalator.
This motherfucker was fighting two white guys. I don't know what started it, because of course you don't see the beginning. The video starts with Jimmy like grabbing your pants
and getting your chucking
the bitches up. Flipping his ass the fuck over.
Knock the old man down off the escalator and shit. He ain't never get up. Niggas need to still check on that old man, because he ain't never get up.
Yo, because the old man that he tackled, that baby fell to his knees so badly. I know he hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the one that need to check on that old boy. Yo, he's just trying. If he'd have moved a little bit quicker, he'd have been off the escalator. No problem. Yo became a part of an incident, and he never got up, yo.
So bad for that old man, because he ain't even turn around to even see what the fuck was happening. Yo, just
ain't had no time.
He was right there too. He was about to get off. Yo,
and you gotta think about it too. He fell at the y'all know the bottom of the escalator.
Yes.
That's all that metal and shit. And he probably that shit all fucked his knees up.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
His
shit was busted.
I ain't seen nothing about charges being pressed.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the
no-fly list or none of that wild shit. I'm not sure, like, if
Jimmy told him them niggas.
Jimmy did tell them niggas.
Listen, I think that's the part I'm staying off the no-fly zone, because they did jump me. They did try to jump me.
It was 2-on-1.
And it ain't snitching if they white.
And it ain't snitching if they white, you feel me? They be trying to fuck up niggas' lives and shit, and he got taught a lesson that day.
And Jimmy sat down calm.
He did everything right, yo. Everything right. He let them act the asshole. When she came over, he was like, they tried to jump me.
Right,
she was like, just sit down, calm down. My man sat right down. He said, look at him.
This is what I'm talking about
right here.
Yeah, because he did try to swing on the
female. Yeah, he definitely did. He said, calm your ass down now. Leo had to stand still. My man Jim did be supposed to, yo. That, like you said, yo, it ain't snitching. If they white, you feel me?
It ain't snitching if they white, y'all. This is a rule.
Yeah, okay? Yo.
I don't know if y'all heard this rule before or if y'all believe in it, but we going to follow this shit from that one.
We going to believe it.
It ain't snitching if they white.
Because if the table's turned, they be telling on us. They have us on some whole other shit.
If it wasn't no evidence, they could have easily been like, he did some extra shit or whatever the case may be. And now Jimmy in more trouble than he would have been. So I'm glad whoever was standing there recording.
Yeah.
So that you can see that it was really two men trying to come at him for real.
Was the guy that turned back up and went up the elevator. He's like, nah, fuck it.
Trying to get out of there.
I wish I knew what started the shit. Jimmy said he was gonna say something about it.
He been in Miami party,
but he ain't saying shit yet.
All he did was get on the live and say, "Hey y'all, I'm good right now."
Right, right.
Next thing you know, nigga had on a fresh ass outfit, was outside of Miami. You feel me?
Yeah,
because
that's what he said in the video. He like, I gotta get ready for something, some party or something, and then he was like, "But yeah, I'm going to come back and let y'all know what happened." I can't wait for him to come back, because I want to know what the fuck started this shit.
Aside from all this beefing, that confirmed it, that time has gone back. We in the late 90s, early 2000s, where just everything was going on. You got Jim Jones out here with flashbacks of how he used to be. And this time, it wasn't even him. You feel me? Then you got these niggas out here beefing.
It's getting wild outside. JT and Suki beefing. JT been trolling Suki for like 2-3 days.
Well, for nothing, though. She talked what she said when you fell out, you thought you was talking about me.
Yeah, so it started because in JT OK single, she said something about a girl chipping her veneers on a crab leg. And so Suki asked her to clear it up. Suki didn't even ask her like in a fucked up way. It's just she made a video and posted it for everybody to like get riled up instead of, I guess, just hitting JT DMs off the break.
Yeah, anybody worry about Suki and her teeth?
So,
anybody worry about Suki and her teeth?
Yo,
I didn't even know they even happened to Shorty, you feel me? I don't even pay attention to these female situations, you feel me? But definitely didn't know.
All I know is JT she been calling her every fish under the sea.
Right.
Yeah. Because when Suki put out the video, when she put out the video saying, you know, she wanted JT to clear the shit up, JT ain't say nothing, I guess, fast enough for her. So she started saying little shit because she was online like something about remember when JT lips used to be white.
Oh,
or something like that. So it's like she was kind of like trolling JT too.
Dang.
And then I guess JT ended up having some time. And so she been trolling the shit out of Suki ass.
But drug charges and shit.
Suki do got drug charges. She said they're going to get dropped.
I think she said
whatever it is, it's not gonna stick.
She's making them niggas a lot of money, so
it ain't gonna stick. People trying to say she took charges for a nigga, but I don't know if that's true neither.
I mean,
that's just what the people said. That's just what the people said. But yeah, I'm telling y'all, ever since this eclipse, everybody been beefing.
Yo, big beefing.
Everybody been fighting. It's been a war since the eclipse. Something happened. We need to have another one so that shit can like turn back. Everybody just calm down. Shit, cause y'all was wild out here. That's why I've been staying in the house.
Facts.
Out here acting crazy. But yeah, let's get into this. Drake and it's Kendrick. Yeah. So we gonna play snippets of all the songs. We're going to play them in order. I'm not playing Rick Ross song.
No.
I don't count it. I want Rick Ross. I want Rick Ross to go on about his motherfucking business. Actually, Rick Ross gets the goddamn of the week.
Yeah, he
okay?
did.
Okay, Rick Ross got to get the goddamn of the week.
Yo, because he definitely was in Vegas talking shit, but then ended up performing the song that he got with Drake. Proving to what Drake said. Yes, yeah. What's the Drake? Yeah. He's like, we're going to let the white boy sing. He was, Drake was singing. He was singing right along with it. And then his verse came on. Yo, like, yo. That's why Rick Ross should be
fucking
up.
That's
a team by 17, so.
Yeah.
I just hate how he, like, I hate the dick ride he doing.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this Kendrick beef. You all online, like, yeah. Like, the BBL
like
Drizzy shit.
Bro.
Yo.
Yes, that's what it's giving. Him and Metro, they giving
only
me very say, much
only
Kendrick.
Say Rick Ross, he funny.
Huh?
Only they say Rick Ross is he funny.
That's
yeah,
it.
He's funny.
That's it. That's it.
Like Metro,
but it's like him at the pool party playing the Kendrick disc. And granted, that shit bump. You feel me? But him playing it, it's like, yo, you just... You giving Dick Ryder energy because your motherfucking disc came and went. Like,
right.
Niggas wasn't checking for that shit. Niggas ain't care. You ain't had nothing to do with this beef. You inserted yourself in that shit. Please move.
And in the game.
Like, please move.
And the game feeling like, I feel like the game feeling how we feeling right now. Because your damn sure said, you feel me? It's crazy when the, what do you say, the fat niggas
it
with
be
the skinny,
fat niggas with
the
skinny
legs.
Always running their mouth.
Always.
That's what the game
you,
saying.
You know, about say,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's definitely about to be a funny situation because your damn sure, I'm pretty sure Game probably already been in the studio.
It's crazy. Game from Compton. Kendrick from Compton. But you fuck with Drizzy. You fuck with the game. Fuck with
them
niggas.
Hey, yeah. Listen. Yeah. I don't know. I just, again, I want I don't want Rosé to move. Like, just please get out the way.
Yeah.
But let's motherfucking get this shit started. We gonna start with the Like That verse for Kendrick, because that's what started this whole yeah. So let's play that real quick. Kicking in those, is you like that? Young throw, nigga selling lows, is you like that? R24, you on go, is you like that? Niggas from the bottom really like that. If you like that, stepping in Balenci's, if you like that. If you like that, pop another bottle, if you like that. If you like that, bitch, let's get set up and run the way. These niggas talking out of their neck, don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies for the check. I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but turn up, be like, you know, 41 to tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. Boom. I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived my Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Alright.
So.
That's what started it all.
You had a long 3 weeks.
The verse was good.
It was good.
Do you think the verse was hard enough to start this ripple effect, though?
Yes.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Because
for one, KDOT don't drop. This was very unexpected, and it wasn't a bad verse. Mm-hmm. You feel me? The fact that it wasn't no bad verse, and he kept going. You feel me? Like, he hit you with one bar, then he hit something else, and he just kept going. So I would say, you feel me? Like, yes, it deserved for niggas to say something, for niggas to reply.
Do you think niggas should have said something because it was Kendrick? Do you feel like, let's say somebody else like took a jab at Drake right now, do you think they would get all this energy from him?
No.
Mm-mm. It's only...
I'm dead entering in the kitchen.
He only responds... Drake only responds to niggas in that bracket.
That he feels worthy.
Yeah, because think about it. At the time when him and Meek was going back and forth, him and Meek was the two most playable artists at the time.
Yes.
Yeah. So when it came to this, it's always been the Drake, Cole, Kendrick conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So had Drake not have said nothing, niggas would have been looking like, what the fuck? What? Why you? What? Y'all always be talking. Y'all be saying.
But I mean, all right, so.
It's that type of feel to it. It's like Jay-Z and Nas.
I think it's more so also that Drake was tired of like the low key blows.
Yeah, because
it's like when this shit came out, that's when niggas started piecing apart all the other songs that they put out that could have possibly been shading each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was more so Drake getting to a point where it was like, you know what, nigga, you don't like me, fuck it, let's just do this shit.
Right. Like, yeah, Kendrick don't like Drake more than Drake.
Absolutely. It's definitely that type of vibe.
I mean, Kendrick hates Drake.
He hates Drake.
It is very fucking apparent.
And
that is the clearest sign of hate I've ever seen in my life.
When we sat here, we was watching that YouTube, and old boy broke all that shit down.
Yeah.
I can see why he hate Drake so much. Mm. Because I feel like Drake did put your on.
He did.
And Kendrick don't like that because in Kendrick's mind, he was already on.
He was.
Do you feel me? He was already on, but it took Drake giving yo a stage, taking yo on tour that one summer to give yo that
credit. But niggas gotta give him that credit.
But that's the thing.
You feel me?
Like niggas can't keep acting like the fuck that shit don't mean nothing.
Kendrick, because Kendrick feels as though
to get him on his biggest fucking tour or his first big ass tour.
Because Kendrick felt like he's always been bigger than Drake.
That fucking credit.
That's why I understand white people sometimes. Ungrateful ass niggas.
Yeah, yeah, because that's some ungrateful ass shit.
Ungrateful ass nigga.
This is
what Drake
can get a
white boy
off. Yeah, it is definitely
I just...
He took niggas on tour, you feel me? And there's nothing wrong with that. And they gave you an extra push. And then he bucked you out and made your presence known big when they came to your city. It wasn't like he downplayed who you was.
Right,
nigga
right.
Bigged you up.
Right.
And got on like 3 songs with you.
Yeah. So it's like, all this hate, but... using him towards your benefit.
Mm-hmm. Still.
How can you talk about your morale?
Still.
You feel me? Like, nigga, that's bullshit. You using this nigga for your benefit knowing you can't stand his ass.
Mm-hmm.
But you just keep working with him. Like, that's... Mm-hmm. I don't even understand why the fuck... I don't play that type of shit.
Yeah.
I don't do that shit. If I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. And that's just what it is.
Yeah.
If you don't know, it's because we don't see each other. But I promise you, if we see each other, baby, you gonna know.
Right.
I'm very much you can see. Yeah.
Ain't no shit. I can't fake
how I feel about a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like I just can't.
They ain't
in my religion.
Yeah.
They ain't in my religion. Like,
why are we doing this?
Right.
But yeah, so
I said my issue, why are we doing this?
Drake responded to the like that shit. And we gonna play that next. That's the push ups. Let's get that shit going. Yeah.
Hey, I can never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your hand. You pussies can't get.
He literally
says it. Right there.
Right, y'all
just
right
there. It, okay, and address several of y'all at the same time.
Same damn time.
Okay, I could never be nobody number one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it in your motherfucking hand. Stop playing with Drake. Okay, stop playing.
Outside America for man. I'm out in Tokyo because I'm big in Japan. I'm the hit maker, y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. How the fuck you be stepping with a size 7 man's on? This the part with the white nigga, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, hope you red, you been shook up. This top toe you drop and give me 50 likes of push-ups. Huh, your last one brick, you really not a shit. They make excuses for you cause they hate to see
me.
This shit hard.
I gotta see the split. The way you doing splits, bitch, your pants might rip. Rip it as you make motherfuckin' show inside the bitty.
First,
you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say try, you better drop and give them 50. Pips, we back down. You ain't in no big green. Scissor got you right down. Travis got you right down. Savage got you right down. Like your label, boy, you in a scope right now. And you gon' feel the aftermath of what I write down. I'm at the top of the mountain, so you tight now. Just to add this talk with your ass, I had to hike down. Big different swing, mic in and mic now. What the fuck is this, a 20V1, nigga? What's a prince to a king? He a son, nigga.
Give listen, Drake spit.
Yeah.
That whole almost 4 minutes. Drake spit.
He a son, nigga.
Yes.
Son.
Drake spit.
Come on, Mike Jack.
That motherfucker whole. That whole almost 4 minutes. Drake went off on that. I think that was an amazing response.
The bite, nigga. What's up?
I think that was an amazing response.
Drake run that
to that like that.
That's definitely a Drake. Drake got that round.
I feel like
that's
he
definitely
won that
Drake's
round. I feel like
that beat just carried that other shit. Boom.
I was about to say
like that beat a goal.
And I don't mean no harm. It is a whole song to a verse.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it should win that round.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? If we gonna be unbiased people here, because we both Drake fans.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a Kendrick fan.
I'm not.
I respect Kendrick.
Facts, but
Kendrick, listen,
that's not a fact. Kendrick, yeah. Kendrick makes good music. It's just not my go-to. When I ride, if I'm riding and I want laid back,
niggas have never said. Niggas have never said.
Put that Kendrick on when we got in the car.
I have one homeboy that when the first album came out, yo was playing that shit. Other than that, I never had nobody be like, yo, put that new Kendrick on, or might have said, hey, you heard that new Kendrick, or you hear with Kendrick, but like, niggas have never been like, no. Let's all come to the house, smoke a blunt, and let's dissect this Kendrick shit. Nah, niggas have never done that.
It was the Kendrick with
Drake.
Poetic Justice.
When that shit came out, we was like, oh, all right, Kendrick, oh, all right. Then when Drake shit came on, we was like, damn, Drake, yeah, that's a hard-ass verse from Drake.
And Poetic Justice go off on YouTube, another Kendrick song does not come up.
Yeah.
It's fucking a Drake song. Yeah. I guarantee you that shit.
Yeah. And listen, I like the, you know, be humble. Sit down. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, right. I like his radio shit, but it's not, facts. I say it all the time, like, it's not, he doesn't make music that makes me run to listen to his album. He just don't.
Not at all.
Try to be too deep sometimes.
Yeah.
Just rapping.
Yeah, yo. Yeah.
Ain't no reason you got 6'16 and made this shit mean 17 different things, bro.
Yeah, it's like, I don't
know. Hold on, we got two more songs before we get to that.
We got about five more songs before we get to that.
This nigga Kendrick ain't never put out this much music at one
right,
time.
Bro, nigga, that's what Drake
you said. That's the other thing, too. Like, nigga, I'm making you have to rap.
Yes.
That's what you saying.
You out here working hard.
You working
of me,
hard
nigga.
As shit, right? You ain't never worked this hard.
You ain't never been this motivated.
What? Ain't nobody coming to see you, Kendrick.
All right, now, I ain't gonna hold you, though. This way, my nigga had me fucked up at.
Man,
all these shits, I don't like the Taylor Bay shit.
You ain't like telling me like that?
No, we gonna play that.
I feel like, hold on, we're going to.
Okay.
I feel like I don't like Taylor Bay. But I do feel like I like the buzz on Taylor Bay.
You just wish he would have wrapped it all.
He should have did both. He should have dropped it with the AI and then came right back and dropped it just him rapping that shit.
Maybe I would like it if it was him, but
he wrote all that shit.
I promise you, when I heard Taylor May, I had just woke up or whatever.
I just woke up with all these shit. And
oh, yeah. If you went to sleep at 12, that shit was up by 6. Like, god damn, like.
I was about to say, yeah, I think it was only not like us that I caught right away. The rest of them I definitely woke up to.
Yeah.
But when I woke up to Taylor Made and I pressed play and it was like Tupac talking about some shit that's happening right now, I was
like,
what's
going on? You like, let's go.
Chicago,
I'm like, no. Yeah. What is this shit?
It was creative. But like you said, you feel me? That last verse, he should have just dropped like later on that evening. Like, you feel me? Cause
I did not.
She got niggas ready for that a little bit.
Yeah, it's like.
I didn't.
It was definitely creative. It definitely.
He could have used Tupac in like some of his trolling.
You could say this.
So maybe
AI,
that would have warned me that he was going to use his voice.
This is
like,
all AI. He even could say that. This is all AI, like a little funny voice. In the
something like, you know? But we gonna give Taylor Made it. We gonna give it a quick spin.
It's telling me.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Look. All Drake's beat selections have been great, though. Because I still like this beat.
I hate how this shit starts, too. Like, what do you say, Kendrick, we need ya? The West Coast Savior. I hate that shit. Like, yo, cut this shit off, yo.
Hey, yo.
Cause
this is him, but this is the part of that battle, that trolling shit. Like, this is some shit where the nigga was in the booth and was like, I'm gonna fuck him up, yo. Let's put the pop voice
Kendrick
on these niggas.
But
really is trolling you, because that's how Kendrick looks at himself, and that's how at one point in time when they because if you think about it, if y'all ever remember. It was one time where they had all the West Coast artists on stage. They had Snoop, they had Game, everything. They was blessing yo as being the new face of the West Coast and the whole Savior. So it's funny as shit because yo said, Kendrick, we need you.
The West Coast Savior.
The only one that was missed for the stage was Tupac to get a blessing. So it's funny. And that's why I said this one was a more, I'm trolling the shit out of you.
When Snoop come on talking about Nephew.
Nephew.
I was Yo, stop playing.
That's why I said it's funny, yo. This was the funny one, yo. This was the funny.
I hated this shit so bad. I'm gonna let it play a little bit more, yo. With that first verse, I mean that first line, I was like, yo, be for real. Be for real, I'm not listening to this. I'm gonna play it a little bit more though.
You seem a little nervous about all the publicity. On this Canadian light skin dot, we need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a bitch for me. Talk about him like a young girl, that's a kid for me. Heard it on the fucking podcast.
They're addressing it.
Told me the spare in the Machiavelli is alive. And a nigga under 5'5", so it's gotta be you. I would beat your whole fucking game. It was gonna be a shit of gold. Have my fucking shirt off in the house of blue.
And this don't even sound like Tupac.
It's Drake. It's Drake flow. That's the shit make it even funnier.
Like, yo, be for real, Drake. Yeah. I did not like that shit. Yeah. You could have kept that motherfucker. All you needed was push up.
That was dropping that shit with his own voice.
All he needed was or again, could have motherfucking did that shit in his own fucking voice. Yeah. Like, it's no reason why the fuck. And that's why they made you take that shit down, y'all. Cause stop playing with shit like that.
That's why they
made you
take that.
Kendrick
ass went and fucking rang, yo, trying to tell niggas that shit.
Yo, I don't care what he did to motherfucking get that shit taken down. I hated everything about it.
Definitely thank you, Kendrick.
Shit.
That was definitely Kendrick.
That was a waste of all of our time. Like, yeah, next time, Drake, be for real. So from push ups, because we not even gonna make it seem like he responded to Taylor Made. Kendrick came back with Euphoria. So let's get into that.
Euphoria.
This is why Kendrick, I gave Kendrick this one because
I love
that's the Teddy Pendergrass sample in the background. Teddy Pendergrass was in a wheelchair. He's taking a shot at Jimmy. Being a wheelchair, that's why I gave yo the. That's why when I first saw, that's Teddy. He's taking a shot at Jimmy.
That's crazy. Didn't even think about that.
The powers getting neutralized. I can only watch in silence. The famous actor we once knew is looking paranoid and now spiraling. You're moving just like a degenerate. Every antic is feeling distasteful. Why calculate you're not as calculated? I can even predict your angles. Fabricating stories on the family front, cause you hurt Mr. Morale. Or pathetic master manipulator, I can smell the tails on you now. You're not a rap artist, you're a scam artist with the hopes of being accepted.
I want to know why niggas... I'm sorry. I had to pause that real quick. Because niggas going to stop talking about Drake wanting to be accepted when everybody really want to be his friend.
Everybody do.
Everybody wants to connect to him in some type of way. Like, he doesn't... He's not trying to be accepted. Like, he's already...
Y'all niggas need him.
He's already accepted. Like, y'all got to throw that shit out.
Niggas don't even be knowing that. As soon as they get signed, when Drake first was coming out, putting everything out and dropping shit... When niggas was getting signed to the major labels, they was definitely going to Drake to give their artists that push.
Period.
You feel me? Like, period. Drake probably didn't want to do half the damn features he did with some people.
Because that's why I think, and no shade to him, but that's why niggas even know who the fuck this Four Bats nigga is.
I don't even know who that is.
That's, the verse where Drake supposedly talking about Lotto's sister. Because he say what type of water they serving in Clay Cove.
Oh, okay,
you know
what I'm talking about? Okay,
that's the nigga Four Bat song, though.
Okay.
So, but that's me agreeing with what you're saying. Like, I wouldn't know who the hell Four Bat was if Drake wasn't on that shit. You feel me? So, it's like, niggas,
go to
Drake to fucking get y'all look for acceptance based off of your association with Drake.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make it seem like Drake the one out here looking for everybody to fuck with.
Because he's the one that got the house called the Embassy name.
Because when Poetic Justice dropped, Kendrick was mad that Drake ain't do the goddamn video.
It's supposedly, allegedly, a lot of peds in there.
Niggas only be talking about that shit.
It's a big crib. Yeah.
But as much as Kendrick is all this other shit, Kendrick was definitely tight that Drake didn't do that Poetic Justice video. And the fact that Drake did the feature while he was sick.
Figure stood out, but FUBU never had been your collection.
I make music electrifying.
You make music that pacifying. I can double down on that line, but spare you this time. That's random acts of kindness. Know you're a master manipulator and a bitch you a liar too. But don't tell no lie about me, and I won't tell truth about you.
That was hard.
Shoo! And I like how the beat switch.
Trump is always going to do it. If Trump is going to see it, that shit going to make you come all crazy.
Babe.
Then he be killing me with his voice, yo.
It's like Eminem shit.
Damn, like. It's like he's crying rapping. Everybody wanna be demons till they get chipped by your throwaway. And I might do a show a day. What's a lame? Always a lame. Oh, you thought the money, the power of fame will make you go away. Have you ever played?
And this one of 6 minutes too. Like, we not playing this whole shit. Like,
I'm saying, yo, like,
somebody also said, why was Kendrick fucking snitching or Drake father?
Yeah, yo, why you telling on your father? Your father was a killer, now you wanna be Junior. Like, damn.
Yo, who the fuck knew
like,
that?
Like, You are telling, sir.
Mind your business.
Dennis ain't never said that. Niggas always said they good in Memphis. We never know what Dennis was like. We knew Dennis was in a group.
Now, I ain't gonna hold you, though. I fuck with Euphoria, though. I do fuck with Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it when it came out. Me and him had a difference of opinion. He wasn't really feeling that shit.
They want to talk about some Parkinson's, bro. Yeah, fuck, I heard that shit. Battle rap, my niggas
hit
Parkinson's a million times, bro.
Yeah. Listen, I enjoyed it. I think I like the beat switch.
Yeah.
I do fuck with what he's saying, even though a lot of that shit is.
When he came in, he was talking to him like he was talking to him. He was trying to sun him in the beginning, like he was talking real slow.
Mm-hmm.
Real smooth on him, like, you feel me? Like an old head would talk to a little nigga.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's the approach that he took in the beginning. You said, when them trumpets come in, it definitely build the song up, but it's your voice. It's that. You crying or you rapping? You feel me? Like, you whining?
I don't like that shit.
I don't like when he switch up that voice shit.
Like, he can't breathe or something. Like,
and I think that's also why I never was a Kendrick fan, because it's like, yo, like you said, it's the Eminem effect. Like, I never was an Eminem fan. And you remind me of Eminem in a sense. I don't know.
So do you think that he hit? I think that was a good jab back to Drake, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool jab.
I ain't gonna hold you. I do feel like that was a good one.
It was a cool jab, but for 6 minutes, it's like,
that should annoy you after a while.
Yeah, it's like after a while, like,
I
nigga,
think that's why the beat kept switching.
You keep your
focus.
You saying a lot, but you not really, you really not grabbing me in this track.
I mean, you shouldn't have to do all that. But yeah. I mean, it's still, for me, it was like, entertaining.
For someone in 6 minutes, it should be up tempo.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, and you should be saying some shit that really, oh, 6 minutes, we just listen. His fans is getting
that's
what they
what
want.
It is, and
it's
sound
yeah, it's like, yo, it's like.
It, I kind of go back to you saying, we're not listening to that shit in the cut.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, these 6 minute songs are for his fans. Mm. Because, again, y'all have never gotten this much Kendrick music back to back like this.
So he basically,
when everybody, like, oh, did you hear it? Look.
Yeah,
he hilarious. Y'all loving that
that's
shit.
Why y'all fucking views.
Yeah, because
nothing makes sense.
Nothing makes sense.
Got their views. You niggas ain't heard no music from this nigga in fucking.
And y'all be
years.
Trying to, oh, he hilarious and da da da. Yeah, he hilarious, but nigga, this is not what we trying to hear right now.
No,
doing this.
No,
we not trying to hear none of this. You feel me? Like, we trying to hear.
And that's why
you pull up. You gonna smack this nigga on sight? What you saying? Like, you just keep going.
You feel me? Like, I'm trying to break shit down. I'm trying to break shit down on another record that Mike
got
to do that.
Yeah, like, the way he brought it in.
Talk to these niggas about five time.
Yeah.
The way he brought it in, you feel me? It was like, ooh, okay. But then when them trumpets came, and then you, oh, and I don't want to, nigga, what? Okay, you know what? You got it. You got it. 6 minutes. I'm good.
I was having a really good day that day. So maybe that's why I enjoyed it.
And I can understand that. I can definitely understand that.
But
like,
I really enjoyed it when that shit dropped. Now, when 6:16 in LA dropped, I actually didn't like that one at all.
Yeah.
Which one is that one?
We about to play it. I feel like 616 in LA and Taylor Me both could have stayed in their perspective points. We can play this one. Because you said you like this one.
I hate it. Which one is
it? It's coming.
You were about 5 points
ahead.
Huh? I don't
know
shit.
I know. My memory at least better than yours.
There's survival. I think somebody lied. I smell somebody lied.
You don't
remember? I see no fire.
Sun seeker at the marina. Fuck a phantom. I like to buy a yacht when I get the fever. Wine cooler spill on my white t-shirt. The sightseer. Trifecta, money, morals, and culture. That's my leisure. My visa. Passport tatted. I show up in Ibiza. Luke Kelly's dwellings in Brooklyn. Just a one piece of pizza. Who can reach us? Only God can teleport this type of freedom. My confession is yours. But who am I if I don't go to war? There's opportunity when living with loss. I discover myself when I fall short. Raise my hands to a fallen sky. I fantasize me jumping planets immortalized. I correspond. Three angels watching me all the time. Put my children to sleep with a prayer. They close my eyes. Definition of peace. Tell me who gon' stop me. I come from love and still cover my heart. Then open me up. Remember when picked up a pen. Lyrics that I can trust. Timid soul staring in the mirror asking where I was from often. I know this type of power is gon' cost. But I live in circadian rhythms of a shooting star. The mannerisms of Raphael. Like they only give you art. But the industry's cooked as I pick the carcass of
art. Yeah, somebody's mind. This ain't a diss.
I don't feel like it is.
This is a song.
Yeah. It's all like this. This man's giving me nothing. I was about to say, and I want to know who the fucking drug team is the mole.
The mole like shit.
I'm sorry that I live a boring life. I love peace, but war ready. Yeah, he could have kept that though.
Yeah.
It was hard. I mean, I liked his flow.
Yeah, that was more like hey, what song for y'all?
Yeah, I liked his flow. It included some shit that, you know, had something to do with Drake, but at the same time.
But it wasn't no. That was. I feel like that was a direct at the industry song rather than a diss. It's one of them Kendrick songs. It's one of them, make them think piece.
Yeah.
That was a think piece. That wasn't no diss.
What was the first Kendrick song before that?
Euphoria.
I like it more than Euphoria, though. Euphoria ain't do shit for me for.
I could say both of them never really not.
And
really
that was your point when we talked about it. You said you liked that one better, and I was like,
this
beat,
one.
The beat that. The
two beats, yeah.
Give you that little up-tempo.
I like that beat.
I like that beat. I like that beat. That beat hard. Better than the first, than the before you. Before you. Yeah, he like you said, he was talking. He talking how Drake would talk to a nigga. Like,
it's not giving diss though.
Yeah, he basically trying to imitate.
It's not giving diss.
He trying to do the Drake shit.
He just broke Drake in there, but it's not. It's not giving diss.
That's what he, right after that, he dropped another one, right?
No, Family Matters come after that. Drake should come after that.
Okay.
But Drake only had that shit up
I thought Meet the Grimes was out first.
No, Family Matters was out for an hour.
Yeah, he dropped.
And then he dropped.
And then Meet the Grimes.
Oh, yeah, he definitely was sitting on that. Because the
Family Matters was out for one fucking hour, yo. Drake had 1 hour of a W.
Meet the Grimes, I ain't even heard. Which is disrespectful.
Yo, that shit. Hold on, because we got to start with yo, because you don't make me go out of turn. Don't make me go out of turn, because God damn it, yo, I can't wait to talk about Meet the Grimes, yo. God damn it. Okay. Family Matters is also 7 fucking minutes. Like, y'all niggas got to be for real. All these disses y'all coming up with, like, I need y'all to, like.
Yeah,
hey, yo, we pausing.
Cause Hovind,
we pausing.
We talking what y'all about to talk about.
I know, but y'all loud.
Hovind and Nas ain't even do this that long. This shit was 3 at max.
like, yo, these disses are so long. Like, come on.
I think Drake did this 7 minutes.
Euphoria was 6 minutes.
To try to end it.
Family Matters is 7 minutes. Like, come on, y'all. Y'all know people got ADHD.
Yeah.
We can't pay that much attention. But Family Matters my shit, though. Let's play this shit.
Nigga, I said it, I know that you mad.
That's my shit.
No, hold up, pause. Bad, I gotta go back. You know that track stuff with your mother?
Yeah.
Your mother like, Drake, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you should say, nigga, yeah. He, yo, I fucking.
I'm about to wipe some shit with a nigga.
Hold on, run that shit back. Run that shit back.
In this song, you shouldn't start by saying,
nigga, I said it, I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendly or jabs. You mentioned my seed, now deal with his dad. I gotta go bad, I gotta go bad. Hey, hey,
hey. And this being at the end of fucking Push Up is crazy. Because it's like, he already had this motherfucker brewing anyway. Because this shit, Push Up, blend right into this.
Yo.
Okay.
Begging for attention, nigga, say please. Always rapping like you about to get the slaves free.
Fuck them slaves, nigga.
That was definitely,
I'm a house slave, nigga. Fuck
funniest
slaves.
Shit. Because that nigga do be rapping like he trying to set the slaves
now,
free.
Everybody
yeah.
Trying to give me an ass feedback.
Bro, I thought you had one to the right, my fault.
Everybody trying to get Drake the motherfucking blues for that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna hold you. I can understand why, but can y'all stop being so goddamn sensitive?
I'm not scared. I still tell a nigga talk like that.
Yo, when the I thought it was, you feel me?
Can I not tell him?
I thought the fault of being black was the makes you black.
You're not sensitive, what, dude?
I said, can I not say to not be sensitive because I'm light skinned?
Like, you can say that. Fuck these niggas.
Yo, his father black, yo. Like, the reason he's here is because he came from a black man, yo. Yeah. So all that nigga shit, you feel me? Like, that nigga say nigga all the
black
time.
Always overtake the white.
Yeah, yo.
No matter where it go at.
Breeze is.
Everybody's
as,
a lot.
Is white as this piece of paper, but your father black. Black. And yo can say nigga, and any time a nigga ever try to check yo, yo say, yeah. You feel me? Like, yo.
Breeze cool. The only one that can't do is Logic. Logic, the only
Logic can't do that shit.
Logic not allowed to say nigga.
Cause he talked. Cause yo, that interview with your father. He talked to his father like he a white man, yo. And I ain't like that shit, yo. I did not like that shit.
How you black and fuck me a black friend? That is crazy.
In the majors way, and Joe do not let you live that shit down. No, he was like, yo.
I'm gonna play some more of this song, but I just
you gotta play the last verse.
The last verse.
Let me speed it up.
Let me speed it up for y'all. See what we
got. Shit is only hitting hard when baby King put his pen to it. Ross calling me the white boy. And yeah, shit kinda got a ring to it. Cause all these rappers waving white flags while the whole fucking club sing to it. Ride by top.
Yeah. 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 This part. Okay.
Can't listen to lies and call me on my. Hey, can you just open his mouth?
If he kept that shit the whole jiffy,
that beat.
Yo, Kendrick just opened his
mouth,
take me out every time.
Yo. But the crazy part is, the nigga shot a video to this shit.
Yep.
And the fake child that the mole went and told, yo got the picture of the child in the video.
Like, nigga, we setting you up.
We setting you up. So whoever this mole is, you feel me? Like, regardless, you feel me? He's setting you up with fake news.
Yeah.
Super fake news.
All right, let's play this motherfucking verse. We gotta play this verse for Drake.
I wanna talk to the
man in the house. Now that shit was funny as hell.
So what's up with your uncle? So he
must have
wrecked your uncle.
Yo, the uncle is now an auntie.
Where's your uncle?
Yeah. Kendrick had a song about it, talking about how he got trans in his family, how his uncle is now the auntie.
I don't either.
Look, TikTok told me that, and I was just like, hey, yo.
Because I want to talk to the man.
I want to talk to the man.
Yo.
Yeah. They be talking about his family. Mm-hmm. So you can pick up a lot of shit from his skits.
Yeah, you always do that shit. And that shit was that shit was the perfect line. That shit was the perfect line. Yo, nigga said, yo, where's your uncle? I want to talk to the man of the house. Because that person beside you is your auntie now. So where's your uncle?
That's me, don't run the
bedroom,
bro. I hear that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't know that.
Listen, yo.
Crazy.
Funniest
so,
shit,
yo. Hope next time y'all play it right, because
you
gotta pay for saying my drink
ass. I'm saying it's fat, nigga.
Yo.
Hey, can't you just open his mouth? Where's your uncle at?
Because I want to talk to the man of the house.
Now, wait a minute.
Woo! Got all the Pharrell chains. And Tupac ring.
Wait a minute.
So you want to take up Pharrell? You want to take up for Pharrell?
Come
get the shit out of my house, then.
Wait a minute.
They want to talk about some goddamn Kendrick. I said the same shit about Eminem. They
want to
talk about
listen. Listen. This nigga Drake is vicious.
As fuck. Because in the video, he had some Korean, because I don't know who the Korean nigga was, with all the jewelry.
Yo, Pharrell don't bother nobody.
Oh, no, time out, sorry, baby. The Chinese nigga that had the chains on is a nigga that Kendrick shouted out.
In the
restaurant?
That's right, at the restaurant.
Yeah, that's a nigga that...
Real shit. If Drake just put on a whole rap album, he can just end all this shit.
Yo.
That's what he needs, a little 4 or 5 sound EP.
I'm pretty sure it's probably about to be something that's going to come out. Cause
he ain't going to let shit happen.
Yo, the fact that you're... Everything that you said... Like, Kendrick, everything that you saying about Drake... Drake is trolling you with it because he going to get the shit that you claim that he ain't so good on and niggas ain't got. For him to go get the owner and put on all the Pharrell jewelry and then show the paperwork for having Tupac ring, some shit that a West Coast nigga would have.
Why I got it?
This nigga Drake.
Why do I got your van from your video, from your album? You want to talk to me about bullshit, but I got your shit.
Yo, he's diabolical.
Clearly, these people is fucking with me more than they fucking with you, regardless of what you're saying, Kendrick. So
we
got to
play the rest of this first. This thing is wild. Can't listen to lies that come out of your mouth. You call the two at the state and beg them to sue me and get that shit down. They so respective on me. Boy, when the same beat and I kill you for fun. Your daddy got robbed by top. You stunning and Wayne like father like son. Anthony set up the plays. Kojo be charging you double for none. And shook about what I'ma say. But texting your phone like we already won. You tell me what I shouldn't say. But fucking my nigga, it's already done. Oh, we already know it's a 21. We already know why you want number one. It's clearly because of the boy. The honorable thing is to give me that loop. Right about fucking big three. It's only BD and it's video proof. I search you gonna play at the park. Two light skin kids, that shit will be cute. Unless you don't wanna be seen with anyone that isn't blacker than you, we get it. We got it. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. We get that you like the fortune in your juice. We get that you think that you bishop in juice. When you put your hands on your girl, is it self-defense cause she bigger than you? Your back is up against the curb. Yo.
Yo, that shit is funny as shit.
Yo, so you put your hands in your girl.
Is it self-defense cause she bigger than you? Yo.
Kendrick ain't clear that up.
Ain't clear that up at all.
And none of his shit.
But it was paperwork that came out that he assaulted somebody. His PR team did a hell of a job because I never knew that shit.
Wild when that shit, yeah, he did.
Man.
Like, yo.
But the thing is, I ain't gonna lie, it wasn't his baby mother. It wasn't Shorty. That one ain't the one he assaulted. But
he put hands on.
He tried to put them together, you know what I'm saying? You
hey, regardless, you put your hands on somebody.
Said, goddamn right. Well, the fuck I say it is, nigga. You doing the hair, you doing the hair too, nigga. You feel me?
Man,
you said it's self defense.
So when I woke up to Family Matters,
after going to sleep to Family Matters, didn't
okay. I was so excited.
You didn't have time to digest
Family Matters. Nothing.
I was talking big fucking shit, and that's how I know. Like I was so late because, like I said, Meet the Grams came out an hour after Family Matters.
I was so fucking exhausted when they dropped that shit.
But when Family Matters came out, we dropped. We was done for the night. So I wake up like, yeah.
It hit me like, you see, but I had
drinking his day.
I was up before you. I put that shit on Apple. My brain was still ringing this shit. I said, I can't fight. I ain't got time to play. I put this shit right down. You hear that? I said, man.
Listen, I was on a high for Family Matters, and then I heard Meet the Grimes, and that was the most disrespectful shit
definitely
I ever heard.
He got punched in the face.
He got to punch this nigga.
I ain't saying a cease and desist. I don't give a fuck. You ain't talking to my son on live stream. Face.
Bro. Okay.
My mother, she told my mother too.
We gotta. The shit he says to his father.
I ain't hear the last verse.
Kendrick was very wildly disrespectful.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to play a snippet of all the verses then. Since you ain't hear the whole thing.
Yo,
let's get this shit going. God damn. You know, I just want to say shout out to my best friend. I wish the Holy was here right now. Because, yo, me and this nigga was going in Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a whole digestive like thing of all these songs. We listened to all of them in a row for real, like the whole thing of all of them.
But before you get into this track, the artwork for this is now off of it because the t-shirt is for a short little nigga. The shorty collection.
Man, no.
Then he got the MMG gloves on the front of it.
Oh yeah.
And Kendrick thought this was some real shit. That's why it was the cover art. But when you go look at it now or Apple Music, it's just a black joint. Drake won the round. But I mean, we can play it. But Drake definitely won the round because that means the shit that Drake. The shit that he was saying in this record was fake news.
Yo, this shit is so disrespectful. I feel like I give it to Kendrick on this.
This shit kind of saddens me to the point because if you're an MC, why are you running with fake news?
That's why I say he lost the brown in this one.
And I feel you on that. I definitely feel like you can't win if you're not like spitting straight facts. I do feel like that.
And then you heard what Drake said.
But it was like so much.
Because the song before that, Drake basically is exposing this record before it come out. Yeah, he aggressive in this.
He was so like.
But everything Drake said in the song before.
He was trying to annihilate this nigga with this song. Like, this was like a knockout.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a knockout. And then he came with Not Like Us. Like, but. All right, hold on.
Went to the studio and that went.
Let's play Meet the Grimes.
He in New York.
All you do is pull up to my head.
Yep.
Adonis. I'm sorry.
Right there, he should have got banged in his mouth.
Nigga said, Dear Adonis.
Don't you ever fucking pin a letter to my fucking kid, yo. Don't you ever in your fucking life pin a letter to my fucking kid. Fuck is you talking about?
It's not even just that. The care in his voice you can hear when he's talking about
this. Yeah, like, yo, you making it so sincere. Yeah, it's
like, yo, why the fuck?
You trick my kid?
Yo, trying to trick my kid?
Fuck you,
like, yo, you playing big.
Trying to trick my kid?
Cause you really said
you talk him like you mean, nigga. Talk him like you mean, nigga.
Playing wild nigga games, yo. Like, I'm not with that.
Pinning a letter to your son is wild, yo.
Yo.
Man, it's your father. Let me be honest. It takes a man to be a man. Your dad is not responsive.
Mm.
I look at him and wish your grandpa would have wore a condom.
Mm.
I'm sorry that you gotta grow up and then stand behind him. Life is hard, I know. The challenges always gonna beat us home. Sometimes our parents make mistakes that affect us until we grown. Hey, you're a good kid. They need good leadership. Let me be your mentor.
Fuck,
talk
about son like that.
Nigga said, you need a good. Yo, say, let me be your mentor.
Don't you need to try crip walk on me after that, bro.
I'm not.
Yeah,
drink
out of rest more, bro. You can't do that and try crip walk on me after that.
Yo,
that's real wildest stuff, bro.
Yo.
Hey,
that's the LA shit right there, yo. Yeah, that was the Compton that came out. That's the Compton that came out, yo.
That
shit is wild disrespectful, yo.
But to open it up and say, like, yeah, yo, this is just
a nigga pinning a letter to my kid is just.
And saying that, you feel me? I know it's hard. You got to stand behind him. Like, sheesh.
That's sick. And then to tell him.
Sheesh.
you probably ain't gonna understand. Just listen to just this. Listen when to this. 18. Who the fuck you talking to?
Yo.
Who the fuck?
This like what's the movie
who,
where
who the
oh
fuck?
My god, I can't think of this. I can't think of the fucking like, yo, movie, yo.
Stop playing with me,
when,
yo.
When what's the name? It was a movie where the nigga got locked up, and when he came home, his son was rolling with the gang. Bobby Johnson. This reminds me of that movie right there when yo was supposed to be looking at his son while he was in jail, turned into a whole gangbanger. Mm. He was like, nah, this is my son now.
Yeah.
That's what this felt like. Like, Adonis, when you turn 18, I got you.
Like, yo, you will not, like, yo, I will, don't you fucking try school. Bitch, all right, let's get to the part with his mama.
Yeah, Sandra, your son got some habits. I hope you don't undermine them.
Hey, I'm talking about my habits, bro.
The girls that's hurt inside this climate.
I'm really talking about my habits.
You know how it feels to be in alignment with emotions, hoping a man can see you and not be blinded. Dear Dennis, you gave birth to a master manipulator. Even using you to prove who he is a huge favor. I think you should ask.
He said, what was the huge favor?
You don't know my mother.
He talking to his father.
He's on his father now?
Yeah. He said a couple lines to Sandra and then he jumped straight into them.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, because he goes back to Sandra too.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the part that take me out. He tell her she should probably sit down for this one. Like,
what? Don't talk about
don't talk to my mother like
don't
that.
Don't talk to my mother,
sit down. Don't talk to my mother like that. Fuck wrong with you?
More paper. I'm blaming you for all his gambling addictions, psychopath intuition, the man that liked to play victim. You raised a horrible fucking person. The nerve of you, Dennis. Sandra, sit down.
You won't say the nerve of my daddy?
You raised a horrible nigga.
Horrible fucking person.
The nerve of you?
That's what I'm saying.
The nerve of you?
This one, you feel me? Like,
who the fuck you talking to?
Like that. I don't even talk about like that.
Yo, I don't even talk about
that. Like that in front of young. Only person talking about like that is Logic.
That's like going to school with your teacher telling your parents, like,
shut up.
I don't, is everything going on right at home? Is everything okay at home? Because in school, he is a horrible nigga. He is terrible in school. That's what that shit sounded like just now.
Like, yo, why are you doing that?
Telltale, bro.
Yo, he definitely
telling him. Why you bring his parents into that?
But talking to him like a counselor.
Hello, like
yo, talking to her like a goddess counselor, like.
Nah, guys, yo, that nigga Kendrick a telltale, bro. Whoever nigga ever told them their parents some bullshit, nigga telltale, bro.
Yo.
You gonna tell my parents?
You know what I'm saying? You gonna tell her parents? This
song. To say is heavy, now listen. Your son's a sick man with sick thoughts. I think niggas like him should die. Him and Weinstein should get fucked up in a cell for the rest of their life. He hates black women, hypersexualizing with kinks of a nympho fetish. Grew facial hair because he understood being a beard just fit him better. He got sex offenders on HOVO that he keep on a monthly allowance. And a child should never be compromised. And he keeping his child around him. And we gotta raise our daughters knowing there's predators like him lurking. Fuck a rap battle, he should die so all of these women can live with a purpose.
Why you don't like that nigga that much, bro? What's going on?
Yo, that's what it is, but the hate is so real because.
Right, right,
yo, like.
The
crazy part is, like, yo, how do we get from being rapping from bar to bar to now drink a pedophile?
Alright, now.
And don't hate kids around
them,
nigga.
Yeah, like, that's not, like, come on now. Like, wait a minute. How do we get there?
So, as a collective, niggas feel like Drake is not a pedophile.
Right.
No, saying? I don't feel like Drake is a pedophile. Why do you
now,
feel like...
Now, that video was a little sus with that girl in the crowd.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? We can't ignore that.
Okay.
No.
We can't ignore that.
Yeah. No.
Now, granted...
Drake is probably 23 in that video, 25.
Yeah, he was like 23.
But
it's.
I would give you.
Because it's like, I can't really say nothing, right? Because I know I talked to older guys too when I was like 17. So it's like, I.
You made me go against my team and I don't want
to
go against my team.
I'm not trying to like say.
You're listening to what T, I'm about to give
that
you.
That was. What am I trying to say here?
I don't know what you're about to say.
I'm trying to say that Drake got some shit out here that, you know, just now that we older, we know
time's
that shit
different.
Ain't right.
We're going to start time different, shit look different, because if we're going to start from the beginning, 1980 movies, you're going to see the nigga that's fucking 20 years old pulling up at the high school grabbing the girl. We're gonna start right there. So times has changed. I'm saying that to set the precedent. Like times has changed from that.
Yeah.
You know? So it definitely changed. What I'm trying to go into now in my once I'm gonna drop some tea is this crazy and this is something I was thinking about, you feel me? I just feel like them niggas over there at Young Money. You motherfucking
sticking to the old times.
Not sticking to old times. They be red shirting bitches, man. They be like, how you doing football? You catch a prospect, you know what I'm saying? You look at her from low, and then you when they, you know what I'm saying, coming to the game, now that's what they fucking with. I feel like that's what them niggas be doing. Mac Main said, nigga, we say on Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus, when you turn something, yeah, come holler at me. Yeah.
But you go from that, then you go to Tiger. What Tiger do with? Tiger do with the Kardashian. He waited, and then he got it. Yeah. You feel me? And then, so it's just a common thing.
But did the girl say how old she was in that video?
Yeah,
she
did.
17
at the time.
And what he just hugged up on, because I ain't.
He kissed, he kissed her.
On the lips, or
he says something about how he
I thought it was. I think the last one was on the lips.
He says it was. It was like two on the cheek, one on the forehead. Mm-hmm. The last one was on the lips.
It was like straight.
He complimented. He was talking about her body, like, damn, how you built like that. Like,
I should do this. I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, right, it was like, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
We can't know the facts.
So that part, that's the part that's sticky. I feel like
you gotta throw context. You have to throw context to everything, right? The age of consent in Canada is 16. That nigga's from fucking Canada.
But you know how people say, like, just because you sound like Benzino right now.
I don't.
Just because it's legal don't mean it's...
I'm not
going to
do it.
Not saying that you would, because Benzino also said that he wouldn't either. However, he's saying the age of consent in a lot of places is 16.
Okay.
And just because that's the age of consent doesn't mean...
But it don't mean, but understand
I don't want to take it there.
No, I just want to say one thing. It doesn't mean that at all. But if you come from a country, you've grown up there your whole life, that's been the shit, you just going to indulge in that shit because you've been there your whole life. If you Indonesian, the age of consent is 15, 16.
Yeah,
and you
that's
grown
your
up in Indonesia your whole fucking life.
Yeah.
And then you try to come to a fucking America.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about the creepy ass niggas.
Yeah. But if a nigga be
it's a little bit of a gray area.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying with that shit?
It's just...
But you do also got none of you in the fucking new land, nigga. You got to figure that shit
out. So was this show in America or was it in Canada?
The show was in Canada, I think.
So
we got to figure out.
That's the thing, like...
What was it?
That's the part.
That's the tricky part because if it's in Canada, it's just like, yo, he's 23. It's not saying that it's okay, but I get exactly what you're saying.
If I've been in
Canada my whole life and it was like, yeah, at 16, 17, it's legal. At 23, I'm in college. Like, she's going to college, so I'm thinking of that type of shit. So, and again, it's not excusing. But if that's what it is over there, who are we to say over here that shit is wrong? You feel me? Like,
that's all I'm saying.
I mean, I get that part, but it's definitely like it gets sticky right there.
Y'all are right in y'all approach because definitely in other countries, you know, they do marry young and, you know, that's something that, you know, we know. It's just, that's something that's just frowned upon here
in America.
You know,
I get that.
You can't blame us.
You grew up in America doing that wild ass.
I'm about to say you can't blame us for feeling that way. You know what I'm saying?
Now, how old is Lotto's sister?
She supposed to be 18, like 18, 19.
Yeah, he bugging that. You feel me? Because now I can't explain that.
Now I can't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A little chick tried to holler at me 22-year-old and the other day in the market. I felt very uncomfortable.
But that's the same thing that you was just trying to say, though. In those countries, 16 is legal. In this country, 18 is legal.
But you've been in America long enough to know how we look at that.
How you trying to say he's geeking now? Because... Shorty 18 in America, like, but you say it's cool for him to fuck with a bitch 16 in Canada.
If legal age 16, I'm 23. And she's 17 at this point in time.
Okay.
And she about to go to college.
Okay,
you know
saying
the
gap now.
The gap now is wild.
The gap changed.
Like I said, little chick was 22 trying to holler at me in the goddamn grocery store. Felt so uncomfortable. And as soon as I get home,
pedophile, pedophile. Come, I'm like, oh God, like, woo.
Yo,
oh,
so this is.
This is. Please don't say
that.
Yeah, what do you? What am I going to do with that?
Guy be like, dumbass fat, look older for her. You feel
catch
like,
me off guard, and you
and not unless and you ain't got no shit, and the age don't got to come to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
you gotta,
and don't tell me your age. But me, I'm gonna ask. I ask ages. I don't give a fuck because
she got to.
Yeah, I don't play them right now.
I'm about to say because also these young bitches look older.
Listen,
these younger bitches look older is a motherfucker.
I'm definitely asking. That's what I say. Nowadays, I'm definitely that.
Yeah, so you definitely gotta if you single. If you outside and you single, you better ask that bitch her age. And you best ask her motherfucker for her ID, too.
Dre said you fuck her and talk one of the homeboy doors. You don't even know.
Yo, don't even know. Yo, and that should be the wildest shit in the world. You sitting there having a conversation.
See, I've always heard of
it. I met this little chick the other day, What's her name? I got a daughter. Nah, I ain't got time for that.
I realize she gonna let me.
Because niggas is definitely at that age where our friends got grown kids. I don't got time for that shit. That's why I ain't even out here. Listen, that's another add to the list. I ain't even out here trying to. See,
I wouldn't date a bitch. If I was y'all, I'm advise y'all niggas. Y'all wouldn't date a bitch less than 5 years, bro.
Yo, listen.
5 years.
Maybe somebody got to tell me.
Five years of chill shit. She ain't gonna respect you.
I got to have seen you some. Seen you somewhere.
You said that's you 21 got no bitch for 5 years. I am. That is not what we talking about. Sorry.
Listen, at this point, yo, it's like, yo,
listen.
You definitely got to know, you got to know some shit for a while before you can just, but I get it though, like, yo, but at the same token, yo, to just put the pedophile shit on yo now is just very wild. Is that how you went in your round? You got to hit, you got to go somewhere real wild to make niggas.
I ain't gonna say it's him not speaking on it, he not even addressing it, he not saying nothing about it.
Who, Drake or Kendrick?
Drake.
Oh, he addressed
it. He did.
On the last one.
Yeah, and The Heart Part 6.
That whole shit about him addressing shit. He shouldn't have did that, though. I think he should
have
just...
But see, that's the... We gonna get into that, because right. I was about to say, because that's the part. Niggas, yeah, if he didn't address it, it would be a problem. Yeah, if he did address it, it's like, why
damn
if
you
something?
Do, damn if you don't.
Exactly.
Situation.
That's the catch-22. But after the Meet the Grams, he came right back with the Not Like Us. Now, let me tell y'all motherfuckers something. That's gonna be the jam of the summer. Unfortunately, for Drake.
Over like that?
What?
Over like that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's crazy. Kendrick got two jams of the summer. That's a kid.
Listen, yo. Because for one, the West Coast, we already know the West Coast don't really get...
They know how to dance.
They not... They known for, you know, the hyphy shit. You feel me? All of that. So this got Cali all behind it. Like, nigga, it's perfect. And you talking about shit like, you feel me? This disrespect. You can't go to the Bay, make Oakland fuck around, be your last stop. Like,
what's about to play?
Yeah,
he got
Chico with that for real.
It's Chico.
That sample was a known.
Yeah,
a known. I don't know what song got that in it.
And you got
known Jiggies going
mustard on the beat.
I don't. Is it a known beat or is it just popular sound? I think it's a popular sound.
It's a popular sound.
I don't know if it's a sample.
And then you went and got DJ Mustard.
Look it up.
To be on the beat, someone one time. You know,
look it up.
I know it's a this.
Look it up. Not Like Us sample.
I'm gonna look at my phone.
Oh yeah, no, hold on. I'm gonna look at mine.
Well, why are they looking up to see what sample? Yeah,
that.
Here we go.
Sample, yo. That shit ain't no way in the world is not sample. It's a mean ass sample. She was like, that's a fucking sample.
Scott Storch. That's Scott Storch with them keys.
It's not saying on Google anyway.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show.
some chills. You wanna get your hemming down.
Oh, it does say it's sampled some YG shit.
Am I YG? Where that come from?
This shit go, yo. They not like us.
This like Cali picked the side. It's like when Tupac and Biggie was beefing. Cali picked the side. This is definitely. Yeah. And Drake was a favorite out there. So it's like, dang. He took the West Coast from the nigga.
That's a big statement.
Kendrick won his round. Like, niggas can't, like, they can't deny that. Like, yo, niggas cannot deny that Kendrick won that round. Like, yo, not like us dropping right after Meet the Grams is crazy.
And then you got the cover art with Drake's mansion.
Full of pedophiles.
That's not real. Like, yo, stop playing. That's definitely a pedophile icon. But ain't no way to look and live in a fucking house with 12 pedophiles in that bitch. You got kids, bro.
Like, stop ain't no way to fucking work. Playing.
Can be believable for a second. You feel me? Y'all really think that this
was that's what I say, you feel me? Like, he did that to, you feel me? Like, can
you... Y'all think they put things background checks?
Say your nigga house big as shit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
say
yeah, you feel me? Never know who might be in that type shit, but...
Yo, unless
all 12 of them niggas is your homeboys, and you gave them a job, which is highly unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That mean them 12 niggas is niggas you don't know. And so that means you gotta go through
background
checks.
Check, security
plans. You know what I'm saying? So that nigga, even if you is a pedophile, nigga, I'm not hiring you. Anything.
Yeah, you're like,
I trust the pedophiles I know.
But that's definitely.
I trust the pedophiles I know. Wow,
that's definitely.
Niggas, what are you talking about?
Hello.
Now before y'all play this one, I kept seeing all the same comments and I said the same shit. Drake sounds so tired.
He is
over
done.
This shit now.
He is done
with this verse because it's just done. Like.
I feel like if even Kendrick come back, he not gonna.
He not gonna. And he said that in the song. He said he done with this shit. Like,
he'll go on vacation.
And that's what's about to happen. He about to go. He about to disappear. Cause what his tour finished up or it is about to finish up. Whatever. He about to go back to work. And you feel me? Y'all got.
He coming right back for niggas head tie. Pause. He gonna drop that.
Yeah, he ready for. He about to dress everybody else.
Pause.
He gonna dress everybody else that was talking shit.
He light skinned, bro. Can you speak that a little bit? Nigga, how would you treat this?
Hey, I'm done with this one. But the rest of you niggas, don't you niggas think I'm silent?
Listen.
Don't you think for a second that I'm done? I'm good off of this. I've entertained it long enough. It's four other niggas that I'll address shortly.
Sure, yeah.
The summertime is coming. Listen. So just wait
Drake,
on it.
Drake definitely been addressing these niggas in these other songs. We don't want to get y'all fucked up.
Yeah. And that's why he
definitely
tired,
been
bro.
Hitting yeah. other niggas.
He not tired.
I just wanted to focus on the Kendrick shit.
Yeah, this is what this was.
Like, him and Kendrick been duking this shit out, so that's what we was going to focus on.
But
don't you bitch-ass niggas get it fucked up.
Future.
Metro.
ASAP. He even told ASAP.
He ain't going to fuck.
Rosé.
Yo told that nigga ASAP.
All y'all niggas getting hit.
He said,
everybody
if you drop, it's going to be me.
Everybody said Future will be hit.
He you don't gonna, think he will Future?
No, he said on Trey said, but I don't even know why me and Future getting into it even that serious. He said, that nigga, I know a bitch ass nigga. He said he bought Lil Wayne. He said, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
He said, I know Lil Wayne had to do it because ain't that serious.
Lil Wayne,
but he going to Metrohead. Nigga, bitch, but he ain't really trying to fuck Future.
Yeah.
Because that shit crazy.
Even if he rap better than Future.
Call him Metro a bitch is crazy.
Niggas fuck with Future too hard if you want to go with him.
Yeah, and I
he
feel like.
He's street if he fuck with Future, bro.
That facts. And I definitely feel like at the end of the day, out of a lot of niggas in the industry, he really did fuck with Future. Future, what a time.
We was supposed to get a what a time to be around
and I feel like they both know that shit.
We was supposed to get a two.
I feel like they both know that shit.
And yeah. I need them to motherfucking squash this beef so we can get a two. Like, yo, I don't care how they got squash the beef, but squash the beef so we can get a two. Okay? But yeah, let's play this motherfucking The Heart Part 6. Nevertheless, Not Like Us is going to be a banger for the summer. I feel like that was a mean knockout blow. Mm-hmm. Meet the Grimes followed by Not Like Us is, I think, how Kendrick won this shit. You feel me? Like, as a Drake fan, I love Drake, but that's, you know, if you're a fan of my podcast, you know I'm going to keep it a bing. You feel me? And if my friend got knocked the fuck out, my friend got knocked the fuck out. You feel me? I'm going to be here to fucking, you know, help you. You know, I'm going to put some ice on your shit. You feel me? You got a little knot there. But that's, you know, I got to say, out of all the songs, Push Ups was fire. Hated Taylor Made. Family Matters was fire. You feel me? But his Like That verse was fire. Euphoria was fire. Meet the Grimes was fire. Not Like Us was fire. That's majority songs.
I mean, I feel like, yo, I feel like it was good for that, it was good and fun for the culture. I think that they both had some good songs. I just think that the last one, The Joint You Said Is For The Summer, was the one that just knocked it out. Like, all right, this is enough. Like, here we go. This is not only a diss, it's a single.
He been talking so aggressive and being so, like, deep and all that shit. And that's what everybody was saying. Like, Kendrick said, oh, y'all motherfuckers, what is something y'all want to dance to? Here you go.
Here you go.
And he gave us something to dance to. You feel me?
Kendrick, like, don't never do that. So that's what that making even. That's why I was like, all right, you got that one. Like,
Instagram saying niggas dancing.
Yeah. Yo, like, yo, I'm
every
watching.
Every time I hear the beat, it's like.
Every time I seen something on TikTok, yo, out with Cali, niggas was like, at a cookout, this song came on, niggas was losing their mind. Like, how a Drake. How Back to Back came out and all that type of shit. So it's like, all right, some great music came out. Kendrick, you feel me, with that one right there, you sealed the deal on it. Like, it shouldn't be no more from it. I feel like both of y'all should go y'all respective ways. If y'all niggas see each other out and about and y'all squabble or y'all team squabble, that's that. But I don't think it really need to be no more music. I think it's just... Y'all have exhausted niggas for 3 weeks. Y'all couldn't even let us go to sleep and digest anything that was happening.
The Like That Shit drop.
Niggas couldn't digest shit. Niggas went to sleep at 12. It was a song by 6 a.m. It was another one by 9. You digest that one for the day. Go to sleep.
Somebody got to have a tale when the shit dropped.
Yo, listen. I was just waiting for Chris Brown to drop something in between. Like, oh, all right, since we niggas are going, whoa. Quavo, I'm going to make you rap some more than nigga. Like, we might be done with this. And Chris Brown probably loading up. Like, all right, y'all. Hey, he probably sent the text message.
Like, yo, we just fucking got tired, yo.
Yo, he just sent out a mad text message.
He's
like, y'all niggas done? Oh, all right, I'm here. I'm coming
up. My turn.
My turn.
Let's play this, The Heart Part 6. Let's play this shit.
This my shit, though. He talk, baby, be singing at the same time.
I just, my nigga just, he's done though.
The Pulitzer Prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped, I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was arrested, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would've took all the walls down.
Right. Like this would've
had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connect, stand up, not fall down. The ones that you're getting your stories from, they all clowns. Ooh. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a weekend and we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old.
That's what I'm saying.
He let y'all know what's up.
Yo.
But I had to listen to it again this morning.
That's what I'm saying. I had to listen to it again this morning. That's why I feel like.
Why would you feed that type of information?
Because he already knew he was going to bite on that shit. Y'all niggas. That's a setup, nigga. Everything can. So you hear what he just said. We fed y'all that information. How many songs Kendrick got of your being a pedophile with a guy's daughter?
Yeah, he definitely dropped a couple songs. Like, he pretty much saying, they try to say, Drake, you a clown for putting out fake news, but it's like, yo, he a clown for believing the fake news. That was the whole point of it. That's what Drake is, the whole point is, like, nigga, you so pressed to try to find dirt on me that you believe in
anything.
Said, be less than patient.
Everything he say is true, nigga. Yo. Everything Drake is saying.
Because he been addressing facts. Everything that niggas been saying that. And that's why I was like, all right.
Moves for Kendrick is better.
Kendrick got that song. True. Kendrick got that song. But I think this the one that, you feel me, as much, even though my man said I'm tired of over it, He basically talking.
He's laying it out.
He putting it all out there.
So let me ask you this question: because he's laying it all out, do y'all feel like Kendrick is going to come back for this?
Yeah,
because
Kendrick
or do
right
you
now
feel like this going to be where it ended.
I don't feel like Kendrick will come back. I feel like Kendrick going to feel like Drake done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it right here.
Yeah,
Drake little license. That's why I asked you a question.
But you know, but hold on, pause.
Drake little license. Double back, toss him in the
Kendrick
bed.
Kendrick is also a Gemini. Them motherfuckers is crazy. They damn near on the level of me and Virg, you know. Me,
yeah,
Virgo.
But Drake is a Scorpio.
We like to have the last word.
Ain't Drake a Scorpio? Ain't no niggas like. Yeah, but they like clash.
But I feel like
Bow Out though.
I feel like
Gemini like to have the last word.
Yeah, I feel like Kendrick.
Kendrick might have
Kendrick
something
gonna try
to
put
to
a
say.
Dagger in it. Like, all right, you trying to bow out.
He might got one more thing because just because you said something, thing. I got one more thing to say.
I got one more thing.
You said what? Say it again.
He got one more thing.
You got what?
One.
And what I say, Drake need
what?
An EP. Drake just need to drop a 4-pack.
That's the red button.
And Drake pushed the red. He say he thought the red button was gonna be the family match. He posted a post with a nigga pushing the red button. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. On his IG.
Yeah,
I think he thought it was
gonna
be Family Matters.
Yo, before I heard Meet the Grams, I thought Family Matters was the end as well. I, too, thought Family Matters was gonna wrap that shit up.
The red button for Drake is to wait a month. Scary Hours 4, some shit like that. Mm. And give him 2 straight hits. Mm-hmm. And 2 shits like Churchill Downs. Or 2 shits like the little PM shits he be dropping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But all of them addressing Kendrick simultaneously.
Sheesh.
You know what I'm saying? And that'll get your... Move. That'll wipe this little cockroach the fuck out of here. I'm tired of this fucking nigga, bro.
Let's play this shit some more.
I bet he takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination. But you so thirsty, you're not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my inspiration. Even the picture, jokes and the medication.
It's funny because people always tell you to be more patient. They never say be less impatient.
What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following?
Do y'all feel like Whitney needs to come out and deny the allegations? Or do you feel
she
like
she said
she never spoke, period. So I read
all
the
all I know is she don't follow
that's
Kendrick, but she follow
like.
Dave Free,
yeah.
Nigga.
That's what I feel
like.
Like.
I feel like
if she was the type of woman that was already loud and boisterous and calm.
Yeah, but she
whatever,
ain't never spoke ever, so I don't
she would
expect to
say, yeah, but she's not said nothing. Because
even
like,
when they used to
she
say
got
she
got social media?
She followed
Dave Free,
guard,
and not Kendrick. You feel me?
That's like, her speaking.
That's you know the cover of this? You know what the cover is, right? Look at the cover again on your phone. Look at the cover on your phone, baby.
That was such a setup.
Do you see the cover on your phone? Huh? The cover for the song on your phone.
Yeah.
Is what?
Yeah. Dave
Free.
Yeah, with
heart
the heart and the
underneath of her picture
with
her kids.
Yes, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but
and then the video, the one video Drake had her and
she don't follow
Kendra
though.
Look
so,
at you.
Yeah, well, I know. This ain't shit.
Yo.
I'm quick to say that, nigga. I already know, nigga. I'll try
you
shit.
You ain't fight about it. That's
I don't
not
fuck with a bitch unless you know me 5 years.
Yo, listen.
That's a fact.
All I know
you
is
fight
you
like
feel
she's never
said nothing ever. I didn't even know she had an Instagram until niggas said that she follows the security guard nigga and not Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like telling in itself. And my nigga, you putting hearts underneath my child's shit.
And you don't follow my mans?
And you live in New York and y'all live in Cali?
Right.
What's happening here?
Somebody didn't die on that. And they sold the crib like 3 years ago, some bullshit. Like, they been split up. Yeah. So deep dive, you know.
So when he dropped that, so when he got
that's
that,
that's what Drake said. You proposed to her back in 2015. You ain't never married her.
And then you dropped the album, that one album when you had her on the cover with the two kids. So right, y'all wasn't together right then.
I think Drake really just mad tired because y'all niggas not here with the fuck I'm telling y'all about this nigga, yo. Mm-hmm. And niggas not listening.
He exposing the black
actors. I'm
telling
y'all niggas the fuck really up. And y'all niggas
because
crit walk
because
shit.
The issue, I'm about to say, because the issue is that it's a bunch of people ganging up on him at one time. Mm-hmm. And so you know motherfuckers love negative energy. So if it's a bunch of people pointing at one person like, yeah, they did it, they did it, they did it, you gonna see a bunch of people being like, oh shit, yeah, they did. Right, mm-hmm. You feel me? Now that Drake is trying to also say or fight back, like, oh well, he trying to say I did this, but he did that.
My nigga boxing, bro.
Niggas ain't trying, niggas not trying to hit him. Niggas not trying to hit him.
Drake ain't leave shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody said.
He
Drake
definitely did.
Shit, yo.
He did.
You know why? Because he
Drake got
peed
on and didn't lose shit.
Time. Who the fuck else ever boxed against everybody in one time and rap? Not no Hov. Not no Nuz. Not no KRS-One. You feel me? Not no MC Shan. Not no LL Cool J. Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm talking about all the
nobody
beats,
that y'all talking about
no
is the
Kiss.
Yeah.
Not no motherfucking. Not no. Yeah. I'm getting niggas thinking that. Yeah. Okay. Now Jay.
Yeah. Drake had
Drake is the only
bunch
one
of different niggas.
Drake is the
he
only
always
one
fighting for his life, yo.
Yo. For
yeah,
fighting, multiple fighting years though.
Yes, yo.
Nobody got four fucking beefs in rap, yes, my nigga.
Niggas won't yes leave.
Nobody got four fucking beefs in rap, but his light skinned nigga, bro.
But do this mean that Drake is a horrible person?
No, nah, fuck that Drake.
No,
bro.
It's Drake is that nigga and
everybody be sure. Cause hold on, cause even Weezy, hold on. Cause even Weezy said he fucked this bitch while he was in jail. So the thing about it is Drake getting what he fucking putting out in the goddamn
atmosphere? Drake is a light-skinned nigga.
Because he out here fucking everybody's
so business. Look, I'm going to put it like this. Jay-Z had a lot of niggas try him, too. They always, you going to try the nigga that's at the top, that's sitting at the top, and y'all niggas cannot figure out how to get you off the top. Jay-Z retired twice on you niggas just for him to
still
get
still running
it. Just to, and still just dropping albums that y'all niggas kick.
He ain't
drop
like that, dude. He's still running
it. And he's still running it. So it's that feel. It's like niggas got Jay out the way. Yeah. All right, then came Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. Soon as Lil Wayne was like, you know what? I'm gonna go sit down in this jail for a while.
And y'all lucky Weezy got locked up.
You got that nigga went to jail.
Weezy get locked up, bro.
That nigga went to jail
you
and dropped. But that's
shit,
the thing,
bro.
Though.
I'm sorry. You actually be here tonight, right?
Niggas dropped.
What do you mean? We recorded the house. You have to be here.
But you asked me to show up tonight. You didn't talk.
I did. But look, though.
Y'all said I gotta be.
You
asked me to be
niggas,
here tonight.
Niggas couldn't get Jay-Z off that fucking throne. So Jay-Z just made it. All right, I'm gonna chill a little bit. I'm gonna just pop out when I want to. He passed that shit over to Wayne. Wayne went to jail for a little bit. Wayne said, before I go to jail, I'm gonna put a roster together. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put my two main artists out on you niggas and watch them run the game while I'm gone for a while.
Yep.
Oh,
that's what the fuck they did.
You hit one of my little main joints. Okay, Drizzy, I got enough of them, but I really did like her. Mm-hmm. But I can't even mad at you because you running shit right now.
He said he had hella bitches.
He had hella bitches. That was your show. That might have been your favorite.
Weezy said, when you in jail,
it don't matter.
Your last bitch on the roster, nigga, she gonna find your main bitch.
You got to motherfucking make sure that bitch show up. Like, that's
but the thing is, like I said, when it came to.
But I feel like. Drake be fucking everybody bitch.
Yo, but he be holding his own when it comes to this music shit. If niggas stop trying to bring that personal shit into
the real rap shit,
niggas would be all right. But that's what it really be. I feel like niggas be bringing that emotion, that extra shit, because Drizzy is him. Drizzy can walk in the room and 10 of the baddest chicks will forget that they ain't here with a rich nigga.
Yep.
And figure out how to get close to Drake.
Fucking yes.
And that be niggas mad. That's why niggas be mad.
They hate that shit.
Metro was like, oh, it's funny how you try to bring my chick in and she not even an industry chick. That's even crazier because she the one that's going, nigga, you're Metro. You make beats.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. We're good. We live a good life. If Drake was to hit her right now and say, hey, look, can I just take you out so I can discuss the situation with Metro? She gone!
You see what happened?
I know that!
You see what happened with the little, his new artist, right?
Listen, yo.
That bitch is engaged.
And yo, Had that nigga in the studio. Drake new artist. His new artist had her nigga that was, they was engaged to be married. Nigga was in the studio and everything with her. She dropped that nigga just to have whatever type of relationship, business relationship it is with Drake, but off the strength, that is Drake. So Metro, dumb ass down and make some drums, nigga. Because a nigga came, a white boy came to the to your show and said, "Hey Metro, get your whole ass up and play some drums." The whole place started laughing. Yo said, "Ha ha, I heard that." Nigga,
that's what it is. Nigga.
If Future,
do it right now, nigga.
If Future or somebody had that situation at their show, hey yo, who said, go find that nigga? It's a whole different way. They're not going, ha ha. And what you do? You laughed it off and played some beats. Because, nigga, that's what it is.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And now you mad because that's the running joke. No.
This fucking BBL Drizzy beat he made, and Drake gonna say so.
What are we supposed to do with
it? No, what Drake say? You'll say you were. Some of my ass. What did he say?
Yeah, yo. It's really,
young
it's my thing. I'm gonna put it like this, yo.
I ain't gonna lie, the Mexicans love that shit.
They was partying like
shit. Mexicans go crazy, muchacha.
Yo, because he's not, yo, producer don't talk. You're not Dr. Dre. You're not Dr. Dre. You're not Timbaland. You're not Scott Storch.
Hold on, Dre said, you just chefed up a beat about my ass.
About my ass.
And like, even when
Shuffle up a beat is crazy.
Yo, it's a thing, yo. It's uncle like this, yo.
Shuffle up a beat is crazy.
It's niggas that wish they was getting the love like rappers. And Metro is clearly one of them niggas that wish he was getting the love or the exposure or could say
y'all
something like
rappers. Y'all niggas look bad, bro.
And let me tell you something. I don't mean no harm, yo. I love Metro. I'm like a big Metro. If Young Metro don't, if I hear that shit on the track, I get excited. But I don't fuck with what Metro is doing right now. He dick riding like Ross to me.
Cause
what you say?
I'm getting bread. Nobody knows about it. I'm cool with it.
Yo, and Metro right now, and a lot of it.
That nigga produced the whole Spider-Man album.
I don't care what y'all niggas think.
You getting different kind of money
with a bank.
All you had to simply say was, I get the same kind of all around bag like you. Case closed. You could have left it at that. You ain't even had to do all this extra out of nowhere.
When he told you, he Ryan Kendrick dick too.
Because when he told you sit your dumb ass down and make some beats, nigga, you ain't take nothing.
When the young boy motherfucker called Glazing there. They don't call Ryan Dick no more. They called Glazing.
Well, all I know is
glazing.
That.
I don't be knowing the background.
But Glazing.
It's called Glazing?
It's called Glazing there.
Instead of Ryan Dick?
No, Glazing. I'm sure gang is Glazing there.
Oh my God, did you know that?
It's called Glazing.
We gonna wrap the show up right here.
I'm so glad I'm 35.
I ain't never heard of that shit in my life. Glazing? Glazing?
Glazing? Yeah, it's so crazy, right?
See, saying Dick, nigga, you was a dick rider. I ain't gotta say pause after that. I ain't gotta say pause over that. But you're Glazing.
Yeah,
pause!
Pause!
I like my bitch to glaze over my dick. What the fuck? Pause! Get me out! You know what? Get me out the group chat! Get me out the group chat!
Take y'all some
y'all
nigga shit.
I'm gonna text my brother and be like, y'all niggas be saying, you glazing?
Niggas?
My brother probably gonna look at me like, no.
Y'all say it like three times a day, bro.
You know a nigga that, you know a nigga that be glazing?
Text.
You know a nigga that be glazing? That shit sounds wild.
Ask Brandon and ask Taylor and the boys, do they know what glazing mean? Is that a thing?
I'm saying what I heard.
Yeah, no, them niggas can go.
Hey, bro.
Honestly, I think it's on. I heard it first on Joe Button, and I wound up seeing a tweet behind it.
Somebody on Joe Button said it?
What, his little brother, or even his little brother, Ice little brother. What did
they say? And niggas had a moment where they talked about this glazing
shit?
Yeah,
they said the slang
different. Did they say pause?
Yeah, they all need to be saying pause. They need to take that out. Nah, I don't like that
one. They say pause.
I don't like that one.
It was on their shit, you know, it was probably on Patreon.
See, this is the thing, yo. For this new slang, we need Cameron, Joe Button, and a young nigga to talk about this new slang, so these niggas can let them know how gay that should be sounding. Because I will never say, "Hey, yo, you glazing on that? You glazing? I don't even know how to say that."
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, I don't even know how to say that. Like,
that
sounds crazy. When I say like, yo, a nigga dick riding, I can't even like. Yo, you glazing.
See,
Pause.
Bro, tell the people where they can find you.
Rello 1489 on everything, and I don't be doing no glazing. Won't be using that one. This is the first and last time y'all have ever heard me say that shit, because what? What? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
You new niggas. Y'all niggas need to just...
They say some wild shit. Go listen to a lot of
90s and 2000 and understand why we be how we be.
It's a different breed out here. Glazing. Okay. And if you are a new listener, because we like those, you can follow me on all social media at Slick C, and please put some respect on my C. It's a C-I-E, not just a letter, and that's where I be. Okay. Catch us next week for episode 141. We actually know what we talking about.
You got time for next
week. We know what we talking about. The title is called Men Start at Zero
and Women Start at
100. So we're gonna dive into that a little bit. Y'all gonna like that shit. Y'all gonna like that shit. Until then, stay safe, stay out the way, and
peace out.
Yeah, peace out.
That's the shit.
Ding.
Hopefully these